And as you heard Franco talk about some of the presidential candidates being vocal about Iran and the killing of General Soleimani, Elizabeth Warren isn't the only one. With the Iowa caucuses less than a month away, many of the candidates were there over the weekend talking about Iran, including two of the front runners, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters reports on the shift towards foreign policy coming in the final weeks ahead of the caucuses, which is also when many people are making up their minds.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is sitting with his elbows on a table at one of his field offices in Waterloo, Iowa. He holds a flip phone to his right ear. His left hand covers his other ear in this noisy office as he calls possible supporters in the state.
I'm good. I'm calling to see if you consider caucuses in Maine on February the 3rd. I sure could use your help.
At each of Biden's Saturday events, Iowa Congresswoman Abby Finkenauer introduced him. She defeated a Republican incumbent in 2018, and she's one of the youngest women ever elected to Congress. She's also the only member of Iowa's congressional delegation who has endorsed a presidential candidate. Before the phone calls in Waterloo, Biden and Finkenauer spoke to a small crowd.
The working class kid from Scranton, Pennsylvania, our next president, Joe Biden.
Toby Cole was there. He says he is leaning strongly towards Biden.
Vice President Biden has the best chance of unifying people from all, pulling in the independents and some disgruntled Republicans. I think he has the best. I personally think he has the best shot at that.
It's still a crowded field, and Iowans have had the chance to see many of the candidates several times. Part of Biden's pitch is that his time as vice president has prepared him to work with foreign leaders. During a town hall in Des Moines Saturday night, Biden talked about President Trump's order to kill top Iranian military commander Qasem Soleimani. While Biden says no one should weep over his death, the last thing the U.S. needs is another war in the Middle East.
All this just reinforces the stakes of this election, in my view. That's why it's so important to elect someone who's already ready on day one when they're elected to pick up the pieces, of this disarray and immediately be a commander in chief of our armed forces.
That's a convincing argument for Peggy Magner. She saw Biden twice over the weekend. After seeing him speak at an elementary school cafeteria in the small town of Vinton, she told me she is probably going to caucus for him.
I think he has the experience we need. I think what has happened over in the Middle East is just horrible. And I think we need someone like Joe Biden to help us because I think he gets it. And I'm not sure anybody else really does.
That argument likely will not persuade Jesse Rasmussen from Carroll, Iowa. Rasmussen was part of the crowd of around 1,300 people who came to see Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in Des Moines on New Year's Eve.
I've been a supporter since 2015. I've met him a couple times. This is like my fifth rally or something I've been to.
Hillary Clinton just eked out a victory over Sanders here 4 years ago in the caucuses. Rasmussen says she likes Sanders' consistency and thinks he has a better pulse on America than Biden.
Bernie's been fighting for the same things his entire life. Like, the past 40 years, he's been fighting for universal health care since the 70s. I mean, he's the one who's got the credibility and the integrity.
Sanders was also in the state over the weekend responding to the killing of General Soleimani. He called it a dangerous escalation towards another disastrous war in the Middle East.
I wanted to say a few words regarding the developing situation in Iraq and Iran.
At a rally in Dubuque on Saturday, Sanders reminded the crowd of his opposition to the Iraq war.
I believe the first course of action is for the Congress to take immediate steps to restrain President Trump from plunging our nation into yet another endless war.
In the run-up to this year's Iowa contest, Sanders and Biden have remained at the top of polls here throughout last year. A CBS poll out yesterday showed them in a three-way tie with former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Senator Elizabeth Warren was close behind, followed by Senator Amy Klobuchar. However, things have been known to change dramatically in the last minute in Iowa. But one thing is likely, the Democrats will stack their judgment on foreign policy up against President Trump's as they make their closing arguments here. For Here and Now, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.